This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Sugar has a bittersweet reputation. It occurs naturally in some foods and our body needs it, yet excess amounts can cause a lot of damage. Are sweets your favourite comfort food? Looking forward to Easter to eat all those chocolate eggs? According to experts, the excessive use of sugar has a very negative impact on our body, leading to type 2 diabetes, liver disease, and cardiovascular disease. Gary Wittert is a professor of medicine at the University of Adelaide and director of the Masonic Charities Centre for Men's Health and Wellness at the South Australian Health and Medical Research Institute. He says that if we consume refined carbohydrates, such as sugar, we are eating empty calories.
Sugar is what I call empty calories. What I mean by that is sugar provides energy. It does not provide necessary nutrients such as vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, anti-inflammatory compounds or fiber. So it's energy rich but nutrient poor. It will provide fuel for energy but not what is necessary to provide that what is needed for the machinery of the body to work properly, that is to regulate the metabolic processes that are required for health and repairing damaged tissue. So it's serving no useful purpose.
Professor Gary Wittert says we will still feel like we need to eat more.
There will still be a stimulus to eat because we need the essential nutrients. And if we're eating enough to get them too, then excess calories will be stored as fat. And the fat can be stored in places where it serves a useful purpose, such as under the skin. We need fat there. The problem is if fat gets stored around organs and in the abdomen, these are places where accumulation of fat is not healthy for us. This kind of fat contributes to an increased risk of developing diabetes and cardiovascular disease.
The World Health Organization recommends for an adult the intake of no more than 25 grams of added sugar per day, which is around 6 teaspoons. One can of a soft drink has, according to the Australian Department of Health, 9 teaspoons of sugar, and fruit juice is not much better. Soft drinks and fruit drinks are one of the main sources of sugar for Australians. Experts really discourage from drinking these sweet drinks, even fruit juices, which may have seemed as a healthy option. Professor Wittert says it is better to eat the fruits.
The delicious fruit should be eaten, not smashed into juice for drinking. That goes for other food too. Liquids empty from the stomach much faster than solids, and that's going to give you a big spike up of sugar in the bloodstream that can be harmful. For example, it can cause activation of inflammation and metabolism that may increase the risk of triggering diabetes in some people who are genetically predisposed to get that disease. Bottom line, we shouldn't be eating refined carbohydrates, and we shouldn't be changing the physical structure of food by smashing it in the blender and drinking it. We should be eating the fruit and drinking water.
Professor Gary Wittert cautions that we may be consuming way more sugars in food which we don't recognise as sweet. Added sugar is present in many processed foods, for example, baked beans and sauces such as ketchup. He also warns that processed foods add large amounts of salt to our diet, for example, soups, breads and wraps, many breakfast cereals and cured meats. Nutritionist Perry Vanakis says the packaged food can have an extreme amount of sugar.
Let's say you buy a packeted cake, and because they have to put a preservative in there, and that preservative usually is sodium, to counteract the taste of sodium, they have to put extra sugar in there. All of a sudden, you're having 30, 40, 50, 60 grams of sugar in a sitting, and it's where the problem lies.
Professor Wittert says that packaged foods are full of calories, but are lacking nutrients required for proper functioning of our bodies. So, according to the experts, in order to avoid the excess sugar and salt, we should avoid processed and packaged food. So, what to do with a sweet tooth? It's that 2 o'clock snack time, and we all crave a bit of chocolate, biscuit, or something to boost our energy. Nutritionist Vanakis says our previous dietary decisions are to blame.
You haven't eaten the right amount of food, or you haven't eaten the right type of food, or you've had a lot of stress there, which has then caused your blood sugar levels to drop, and that's why we look for something sweet.
But what to do now? The thought of a chocolate egg, sweet biscuit, or some other sweets is chasing us. Mr. Vanakis, who has more than 20 years of experience in the industry, has a surprising piece of advice. he would tell his clients to have something fatty instead.
So I would say to them, let's say get an organic egg and have a little bit of a boiled egg with avocado and some olive oil. That way the fats will sort of be slowly releasing energy into the body and will help diminish the craving.
According to the experts, the solution to a healthy diet is not as simple as avoiding carbohydrates. On the contrary, we need them. Eleni Psilakis, director of Brazen Growth, is an educator who focuses on eating disorders in the fitness industry, says that cutting out carbohydrates is not the solution either.
That is another danger where people cut out carbs completely. They are there for a reason to help our body work efficiently.
What experts rather recommend is a change of lifestyle, not only nutrition, but a balance when we actually won't have cravings. Professor Gary Wittert says that what matters is the form of carbohydrates we consume.
The form of the carbohydrate matters, and the more complex carbohydrate, the more digestion is required, then the slower the rate it appears in the bloodstream.
Complex carbohydrates, the ones that are absorbed slowly, are foods such as peas, beans, whole grains and vegetables. Educator Eleni Psilakis explains that if we are avoiding processed food, allowing ourselves a treat from time to time is okay. And especially with Easter coming, we don't need to restrict ourselves completely. But going crazy and eating it all is not recommended either.
Be careful not to have too much sugars, simple sugars, on top of a balanced diet. I call, say, treats as sometimes foods.
These days, many of us are facing a lot of anxiety, stress, and life changes. Not to mention working from home and upcoming Easter. Is it okay to just let go for a while and enjoy all the sweets that are available and not stress about it? Ms. Psilakis says her clients have been asking the same. She says that the best approach is a balanced eating, not cutting out any groups of foods, but also not going completely crazy on chocolates.
Staying on top of eating well, not cutting out food groups, particularly if you cut out carbohydrates, people are going to craving sweet things because our blood sugar level drops, so they think, I need some energy, and they have that quick fix.
Eleni Psilakis thinks that especially now is important to stay on track with our diet. It will benefit not only our physical, but also our mental health.
So eating well through this time is going to be more helpful than thinking, oh, I'm not going to stop eating sweets all the time, and it's all right to have them every now and then. There is nothing wrong with that. But for the sake of our health and our mental health during this time of high anxiety, it's much better to keep eating good whole foods, limiting the sugary treats to every now and then.
The feature on sugar was prepared by Sharka Petrova, and for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS radio podcast. For more settlement guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.